I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
The Bert Show.
So I am almost embarrassed to admit it. I was so embarrassed when it happened, actually, that I had to have my business manager call my real estate agent because I was too embarrassed to say, this is going to be my third house in 3 years.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Learning about these capital gains tax thing.
Yeah.
That hurts.
You don't want to sell a house under a year.
So I'm laughing through it, but it's been kind of sad. So if you weren't listening a couple of weeks ago or last week, my fiance and I, our engagement is over and we've broken up. So the reason why I was living in Johns Creek right now was we had initially moved to Suwanee because what I thought was going to be my future stepdaughter goes to school in Buford. And I was right down the street here in Sandy Springs, and I didn't think that was fair. So I moved us up to Suwanee so it would be a little bit closer for her. It'd be halfway for both of us, right? And then after about 8 months of doing that, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. So we moved down to Johns Creek, which was a little bit easier for me. And now since we've had this change, I'm moving back into Sandy Springs where I originally was, which is working out really well for Hollis. My son is so excited. I mean, he's got all of his friends down in Sandy Springs. I'm going to be 4 minutes from work again. My friends are here in Sandy Springs also. So that's the plus of the whole thing.
I'm really excited for Hollis to be close to his, like have you and his mom in such close proximity and close to his school.
He's literally 1 mile from his mom. So when he does forget something because he is 16, he could even walk to her house if he really needed to. So that's the positive part of the whole thing. The emotional part is, you know, seeing the boxes in the house again and just the memories that are associated with one house after the other after the other. And now I'm walking around my house with these empty boxes and I've taken some of the stuff off the walls and it's been tough, man. I mean, a third house in 3 years, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, and anybody knows if you've moved, like, moving, there's certain things that you don't want to do a lot in life, and moving is one of them.
Right.
Because it's expensive, it's laborious, and it's time consuming. So for you to have to do this again, I can understand like the toll it takes on like you mentally.
Yeah, for me, it's mentally and emotionally, because to be 100% transparent, I have a lot of people helping me with the actual move, you know, I'm packing stuff up and doing all that. But it's the emotion of like walking through the house and seeing everything packed back up after you've just spent, well, in my case, not very long, but a lot of memories in that house. It's been tough. It's been tough. But I am excited to be right down the street again.
And I think too, probably, and you know, call me out if I'm wrong, but it's like it was the closure of the relationship. So moving out of that house, I think further solidifies that.
Yeah.
I remember my dude saying when he was in a similar situation that the silence in the house was the loudest noise he'd ever heard from when he had to adjust to like constantly having so many people running through the house to it was just him. And I remember that like sent chills through me to hear that.
Yeah, I'm to a point now because I've already bought a house. And by the time I told you guys we had broken up, we had broken up weeks and weeks ago. So we've had a chance to sort of start our new lives. And I'm moving into my new house over the weekend. So on Monday, I'll be there. So now I'm starting to do the countdown. When I'm coming into work, I'm like, all right, I'll only be making this drive three more times, like, which is exciting, but also like, damn, I'm only going to be making this drive three more times.
Yeah.
And that, like you said, Mo, the very last time that you close the door on a former house, it's emotional. It really is. There's a lot of memories in that place, you know? So I'm not looking forward to that on Thursday.
I get that.
All right, Mo, so you saw your family this weekend and you needed it.
I did, and I don't think I realized how much I needed it. I think I've come on, and for the last few weeks, I've kind of documented how I've just been in this weird space in life. I don't think it's like a depression or anything of that nature, but it almost feels like something is missing. And I feel like you kind of adjust and relearn yourself as you go through life sometime. You know, you're not the same person going into your 20s as you are into your 30s and so on and so forth. So there's been like a part of me who kind of just feels like I've just been at different phases of life and adjusting and trying to figure it all out as I go, like we all are. And I've always had this feeling of something just not being right. And it's kind of odd that as much as I love my family and as much as I've spent so much time growing up with my family, I never considered that maybe a part of what has been missing is the connection that I've always had with my family that is no longer there. And it's not there for any bad reasons. It just is a part of life of watching my sisters grow up and then, you know, starting to have their own lives. And my parent situation is a lot different now, where my dad has a new job. I mean, he's working 80% of the time. And my mom, she went into retirement for a couple years. And I didn't realize how our relationship grown in that space, because I was talking to her like almost every other day, if not every day, of which I've always spoke to my mom a lot, but we never had that kind of time to really hang out. And I think you, that's another thing with your family is you develop different relationships as you get older. Your relationship with your parents are not exactly the same as they were. So you're adjusting. And when my mom went back to work, which I was extremely happy for her, I didn't realize that now if I talk to my mom once a week, I'm lucky to do that, whereas it was once a day before. And so I think that might be a huge part of the emptiness. And it hit me when my lady brought up, how did I ever consider how it made my mom feel when I left the state at 17 and I've never lived in the same state with my mom since? And I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, that's just what you do. You know, I went off and I never came back, but me and my mom started talking about it, and she's like, yeah, broke my heart. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you never considered that.
It's funny, like, you raise your kids to be super independent, and then they become independent, and you're like, dang.
I know.
They're independent. I mean, it starts early, too. Kristen can tell you, and Cassie can tell you, like, when they walk into, like, preschool for the first time and they don't want to hold your hand, right? And you have moments like that as a parent all the time where you're really proud of them, but it kind of breaks your heart a little bit.
Yes, it does. I already picture him. I'm like, he's got to go to college somewhere nearby.
And I still remember that moment. We started to talk about that moment. It was like a movie when I'll never forget. That was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done when I did go off to school and the car was pulling off and I remember my mom jumping out the car. It was so dramatic and she's running to me and we're both crying. But it was definitely probably one of the hardest moments for both of us. And I've lived in a different state than my mom ever since. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I ever truly dealt with that and like how that affected me, my relationship with her and her. And because I barely talk to them now, I mean, I haven't spoken to my sisters in months. And again, it's not bad. My sister got two jobs. They got lives now. One is like focusing on moving to a different state. So I just realized, like, there was a point in my life when I would talk to everybody in my family at least once a week. And there would be a time when the five of us were all together at least once every couple of months. And that is now, I'm lucky if that happens once or twice in a year. And so I think I realized it more than ever when my family came in town, because they were only here for a few hours. They were catching the layover, which is great, because as much as you love your family, listen, I don't have the biggest place. Okay? But we got to hang out for just a few hours and really catch up. And it was just nonstop conversation because there was so much to catch up on that in that moment it hit me like this has to stop. Like, I know we all have our own lives and we're all busy, but the older I get, I think that time is even more important to me. That quality time, Because we're all getting older and you don't, you know, tomorrow's not promised. And so I realized that I have to find a way to make it a point to see my family more than I have been, because I think that's a part of what's been missing in my life.
So what's going on in your head? How are you going to change it?
Still working on that part.
At least we've identified the problem.
Yes, there you go. Step one.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.